Welcome to this month's reading of our Akashic Inspiration. In support of loving relationships of all kinds, since February is the month when many celebrate Valentine's Day, today I'm delighted to share with you an Akashic love story. You can read along or sit back and just listen. So let's begin. An Akashic love story. It was time, finally. She'd been feeling the energy for this precise moment building within her for the past month. Heart fluttering in anticipation and excitement, she hopes she's ready for this inner journey, this self-discovery. Then realizes she is ready, and now is the time. She spends a few moments refreshing her altar, unfolding the soft Thai silk cloth dyed a deep amethyst, placing the carved wooden statue of Kuan Yin in the center, adding a rose quartz heart at her feet. She touches her own heart with her two fingers and then touches the rose quartz, energetically linking the two. She lights the rose-scented candle to activate her altar, inhaling its sweet fragrance. As she invokes the presence and guidance of this ascended master, she opens her heart to carry more of Kuan Yin's energy of compassionate mercy, non-judgment, and unconditional love. Breathing in, she relaxes into the sacred space she's just created. When she feels ready, she accesses the Akashic field through the portal of her personal records. She's learned that her inner work has much more depth and power when directed and supported by this energetic database of her soul through all lifetimes. With her Akashic records open, she relaxes further, allowing her heart to open even more. She recognizes she's a bit nervous, not quite sure how this journey into self will unfold. Then she remembers with a smile that she doesn't have to know the how of it. She trusts her records to know exactly what is for her highest good and the best way to align with her deepest desires. With a sigh, she exhales her nervousness and returns her focus to her records. Even as she begins to ask her questions, she feels herself lovingly enveloped in their support. Records, how can I love myself more deeply? How can I become my own lover, answering all my needs with grace and ease? What can I do now to lovingly support my physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being? What within me hinders my ability to fully love myself? What can I do to release this part of me now? How can I release what sabotages my true vibrant health and energy flow? She pauses for a moment before adding her most important question. How can I love myself enough to step into my soul's full power in this lifetime? And her records respond. Beloved one, we have been waiting for you to be ready to open your heart to loving yourself more completely. In the past, you had so many perceived imperfections that you allowed them to overwhelm you with guilt, shame, sorrow, self-sabotage, resentment, frustration and anger towards yourself and others. The inner work you've been doing over many lifetimes has gradually been lifting more and more of these detrimental emotions from you. Gently and joyfully, we invite you to open your heart and surrender to the divine the last dregs of these emotions, so they can be cleared from all lifetimes and from your ancestral lineage. Breathe and relax in this force field of love while the divine does as you have requested. Silently, with soft tears flowing down her cheeks, she surrenders the negative feelings, beliefs, and patterns that have kept her hostage to pain. Once again, she forgives herself, quietly speaking aloud from deep within her heart. I forgive me for all the times I've been harsh to myself and others. I forgive me for all the times I refused to accept love of myself and from others. I forgive me for my stubbornness, my fears, and procrastination that kept me trapped in the past. I now forgive and surrender to the divine all that I consciously know and all that is unknown in my subconscious, whether lodged in my body, feelings, thoughts, aura, chakras, meridians, even my DNA. I release my resistance to loving myself through all times and all dimensions. I release the need to know the story or the why behind any of this. I now request divine healing for all that I have stated and all that is unstated for my highest good. For timeless moments, she is held, healed, and soothed in the welcoming arms of the divine, merging with the divine, breathing in divine grace, breathing out all that she wishes to release. Breathing in, breathing out. Gradually, she realizes she's moved into a space of deep and loving acceptance of self that she's never experienced before. There is an inner peace, a deep serenity. Her heart lifts with divine blessings of self-love, self-acceptance, self-worth, self-esteem, self-confidence, self-reliance, self-respect, and self-trust. Breathing each blessing into every level of her being, she feels more loved, more complete, more abundant, and more cherished than ever before. She understands she will never be alone, that it's not possible to be alone, that she's always been part of divine source, always loved. No longer refusing to love herself, others, or the divine, that fearful part of her that had withheld love is now transformed to welcome all aspects of love. In her inner vision, she becomes aware of her higher self standing before her. The divine, myriad angels and beings of light, and the energy of her Akashic records surround everything in shining expectancy. outlined in divine light, her higher self comes closer with open arms and asks, "Heart of my heart, are you willing to unite with me and all this light? Are you ready to step into all you are meant to be in this lifetime?" As the questions reverberate within all levels of her being, she feels all doubts, fears, and concerns gently release. Taking a full breath, she confidently states aloud a simple yes, feeling it in her heart. In her inner vision, she steps into the welcoming embrace of her higher self and opens completely to receiving the love that has been waiting for her. A delighted cheer bursts from the beings of light. She holds her hands out to them all, gasping with surprise and joy as she sees and feels herself outlined in light. She's merged with her higher self. She basks a while in gratitude, love, and joy, thanking her records for all she's experienced, then closes her Akashic records. Still in wonder, she also closes her sacred space with a special thanks to Kuan Yin for supporting her inner exploration with unconditional love. Slowly, she comes back into her quiet room, gazing at the altar that has anchored her experience, returning fully to her body by stretching, bending, and looking around. She feels lighter, brighter, like her blood is effervescent. As she journals about her experience, she realizes with amazement, "Anything is possible now. My life has truly changed." And she hears an echo from her higher self saying, "And so it has, beloved one." So that's the end of today's post. And there's a little note here to all of you from the Akashic field. Whatever your gender, we welcome your choice to be the she of this post, so you too can experience an Akashic journey to love. To have your own Akashic journeys, you could learn to access your own records or ask for an Akashic guide in a private session. And there's quick, easy links for both of those in the post. Till next month, radiance and love, Sandra.